But first, we do have a few earnings reports to talk about today. Tyson Foods is where I want to start it. Tyson, an interesting one here, because as we talk about the inflation environment, this is one that really has been front and center for a couple of reasons. Obviously, its input costs have been going up. It's been raising prices, and it has been desperately searching for workers and raising wages as a result of that. I'm seeing earnings here that beat estimates. Sales beating estimates is here as well. Saz, what really stands out to me here, I was looking at the different proteins, right? Beef, pork, chicken, prepared foods. In every one of those categories, the volume is down and the prices, the average prices are rising. So they are obviously making up for lower sell-through by raising those prices. Their beef average prices, you're going to love this. This is right in your wheelhouse. Beef average prices up 32.7%. Pork average prices, 38%. Chicken average prices, 18.7%. They don't have turkey listed on here, alas, but you get the idea.
Well, Julie, they don't own Bell and Evans? I thought they were, I was looking for the turkey line in this report. No, it is interesting. And to your point, that is a great observation here. You are seeing those volumes down, citing labor challenges there, ongoing labor challenges. I should say Tyson has been dealing with these challenges really since the pandemic started. But on beef, their beef operating profit margins for that segment, 22.9% versus 10.9% last year. So you're seeing the benefits, even though on lower volume, they're able to push through price increases and offset a lot of the inflation they are seeing and expand those margins, at least in the beef segment. Chicken was down year over year.